Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a chat about everything sporting-wise and some of the odds on managerial positions and more with Dale Tempest from Skybet. Morning, Dale.
Morning, sir. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit sick of us talking about who's going to be the next Everton manager, in all honesty.
Well, I was going to ask you what's going on, because I haven't got a clue.
David Unsworth, I think. I think they're just getting to the end of their tether. I think they've realised that actually no one wants Sam Allardyce, that Sean Dyche perhaps isn't the glittering signing that maybe they'd hoped for in terms of how it would be received. And I think two wins sort of puts Everton in a much better position, and maybe they'll reevaluate from that. So possibly they might just leave David in there.
Yeah, I mean, he's 4-9 favourite now. So it's gone full circle. I think Big Sam's 3-1, Sean Dyche is 9s, Hiddink 10, Silver 10. Diego Simeone's back out to 25.
Oh, come on, you're having one there, aren't you?
I know, that was the hill. I'm just laughing at myself because there's one of those stupid stories that sort of, I don't know, starts on social media and gets a bit of traction, all for about 5 minutes. Had no follow-through, really, but as I say, he's out to 25. Yeah, I suppose it's one of those, 60 minutes into the Watford game, and it's looking a bit bleak. But as I say, I think it got out to 80-1 or something like that, an Everton victory. If you back to that, you'd feel pretty lucky, wouldn't you, after Watford imploding and, of course, missed the late penalty. But sometimes it's better to be lucky than good as a manager. You know, you need things to just suddenly turn in your favour. Mm. And that could have been the difference, you know, for Unsworth getting the job. I think within the club, from everything I've read, it does feel like there's a real groundswell that, you know, people like Bill Kenwright and that are really behind. They want to give Unsworth a chance. You know, want to give him a bit of time. And what are we, 11 games in? So, you know, even if it got to, I don't know, 20 games, and it's because there's so many teams at the bottom there, it's going to be, you know, they'll pick up a few points. It wouldn't be too late even then. And most bookmakers also, it's worth, if you have had a bet on this, by the way, just to check your terms. We play on 10 games. So once a manager's been in charge for 10 games as a caretaker, we take that he's basically a permanent and would pay out accordingly after that. So, yeah, at the moment, and we've got the international break, so a couple of weeks to work with players and stuff like that. But I'm sure all Everton fans have looked at the next game, Palace away.
Oh.
I know, talk about relegation battle. I mean, Everton, to be fair, they're 11-1 for relegation. You know, we shouldn't even...
They're not going down.
No, exactly. It's just ridiculous. But nevertheless, you suddenly, you take away those 3 points from Sunday and they went to Palace and got beat. And suddenly, everybody will be having the conversation the following week. Even if they give it to Unsworth now and they go to Palace and lose, what are we going to be talking about the following week?
Now with the Diego Simeone story, the cynic in me says the only winner in this is the bookies. Because essentially, this story comes out and loads of people go, that's going to happen. We'll put our £5 on Diego Simeone becoming the Everton manager. Do you see a massive rush when even though it is a far-fetched story, and it is, come on, stand back from it. It's not really going to happen.
No, absolutely. You do see a rush instantly, but it's £2 and a fiver. You know, you don't see £100 at 33s. You know, you don't see people who are sort of putting a little bit more money on. And as you say, you had suddenly, the story comes out, everybody reacts. The traders react because they suddenly start seeing a bit of money. The next 10 bets might all be a couple of quid for Simeone. And then, of course, you see if you get follow through. So people who are playing larger sums, people who regularly play the manager markets, you know, and sort of seem to have contacts within football, they didn't follow through. And you're right, it was a 5 minute headline. And then basically, boom, finish very quickly.
So there's quite a process there, isn't there, Dale, that you follow?
Oh, there is, yeah. Well, you know, the guys are managing the market. That's their job, you know, to be aware of any sudden moves. If you've got a manager at 33s and he was a serious runner, and you just sit there watching money come in, and then, you know, you suddenly can end up with a huge liability. Because what happens in these manager markets, same with transfers, you only get suddenly one person being backed. It's not like at the same time you're taking money on all the other runners like you do in a horse race or whatever. It's suddenly a one-horse race. That's it. Mm. That's the only person you lay. So you've got to be on your toes, you know. But as you say, the Simeone thing, it was a headline. It's a typical false news, shall we call it? How about that?
Fake news, Donald Trump.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.